driving back now, driving back. I better close the window in the car. Driving back from Kinsale to Cork City is a 25-kilometre journey. And I've just come down the road past a very ancient fort called Charles Fort, which is part of Kinsale, really. And it's one of the reasons to come to Kinsale if you're interested in historic forts, fortifications, if you like. But I've been doing something, much more mundane and much more modern. I've been drinking coffee. I've just come from a hotel which is hidden away. You'd never find it if you didn't look for it. It's called the Carlton Hotel. Kinsale is part of the Carlton Hotels group. Now, I better flag up that they haven't hired me. I've never spoken to anybody from that hotel except for the purpose of ordering coffee this morning. And I just want to say, it was bloody good coffee. You know, it was beautiful to look at and good to taste. I drank my coffee black and I had a croissant as well. And I suppose I'm really just want to say a little bit about the experience of that I've had in a number of hotels recently and that I was re-reminded of this morning as I went into this hotel. My purpose of going to this hotel was to meet a potential client, but the hotel isn't a potential client. I went into this hotel. It was a devil of a thing to find, to be truthful, but I did find it, and I suppose if I had a sat-nav, I'd have no problem whatsoever. But I was by myself in the car, and so I kind of had an experience which is particularly Irish, which is that you drive off the main road down a squiggly little boreen, heading for somewhere which is off the beaten track. Now, somebody else has used that strap line, you know, off the beaten track. Maybe it's Lonely Planet or something like that. But basically, I find myself driving into this hotel. So it has a big sign outside. Kind of discreet, though. It isn't very loud. It's modestly, you know, fits in with the green environs. But you go through a very wonderful experience of driving down a road and you quickly feel you're lost. You could easily lose confidence in where you were going because the road is not short, but it's right down through a tunnel of trees. Now, this is the second audiobook I've done today in which I've been remarking upon the experience of trees overhanging roads. But this really was a long driveway and you don't know what's going to be at the other end, and you certainly aren't prepared, I found, for the beauty and the stunning view of this place. This is I thought this was a stunning looking hotel. It was a fairly large size. Now, I don't know how many beds they have, but I wouldn't call it isn't a small country house hotel. This is a modern hotel, a new build, built in the countryside, with a lot of glass. And this is why I decided I was going to make an audiobook, because of the man who was cleaning the glass. That was the thing that really made me think, okay, I could wax about coffee, but in addition to having coffee there, if you go along at the time I did, and it's now 11:40, I'm beavering back to, you know, a very important discussion with my business partner about our business plan. But, you know, this man was holding what turned out to be an aluminium pole, a very, very long aluminium pole, dressed in the hotel uniform. And he was cleaning the windows from the inside, right? He wasn't a specialist company, a window cleaning company. He was a member of staff. And he had this incredibly long pole. I'll just say, for sake of argument, that it was 30 feet long. And he was pushing it up to the top of the glass in the hotel. And the glass it's a huge piece of glass. Well, it's not one piece of glass, it's several pieces of glass. But the experience you have is of basically looking out through glass. And it was a very warm and exceptionally sunny day for Ireland. So, you know, this was the whole place shown in all its glory. But this man, to whom I spoke and had a very nice short conversation, and was able to tell me that this was a light thing he was holding. But it was a bit like somebody holding an extremely long feather duster up to the top of the pane of glass. And I just thought, I said to myself and I said to him, you know, oh God, I wish I'd shot a piece of video on my iPhone and put it up on, they could put it up on their Facebook page, just, you know, daily life in our hotel. Because the idea that a, you know, a person would be doing this, I mean, it just struck me as interesting. I don't know if anybody else would be interested in it, but I kind of use the formula that says, well, if I'm interested in it, you know, 30% of their Facebook followers are interested in it as well. And it could go on the YouTube channel. And it just shows kind of how, it made me think, how content, possible content for a place, in this case a hotel, is just there waiting to be captured, you know. You know, because there'll be people who will never have seen a man in a hotel uniform in the lobby of the hotel, carrying a big long aluminium pole with a duster on the end of it, cleaning the inside of the window. And it shows, I mean, apart from anything else, if their brand was, you know, we pay attention to detail, it does show that, you know, they're continuously committed to improvement and keeping the place lovely and tidy, because I presume he doesn't do it just once a week. I mean, it's possible, of course, that this is the monthly clean, and that I stumbled into it by accident. But it just shows, I think my main point, my main learning from it, or my main learning is just how content appears right in front of your eyes. And if you're a business and you're looking for what on earth are we going to say on our Facebook page, or what are we going to say in our blog, you know, the simple things in life, the very simple immediate things, like here's, you know, John cleaning the windows this morning. You know, people like real life. Certainly, don't we? Humans are curious. Humans like real life. They don't really love all this kind of marketing stuff, you know, that they feel is put together by, you know, tricky advertising companies that are there to kind of put a spin on things. I mean, if the hotel manager, I don't know, I've never met, you know, might kill me for saying this, but if the hotel manager got her or his iPhone and shot a picture in a nothing posed of the windows being clean with a little hotel manager commentary on the situation, or even a little interview with the person about what's it like to clean the windows in this hotel, you know, it would just be interesting. Anyway, that's what kind of things I'm interested in. And I have to say, if you can find your way to that hotel, I have to say it's pretty good. That's me practicing understatement. I was highly impressed with the facility. I know nothing about the hotel except the area that I was in. And I went in, ground floor, reception, walk upstairs looking for the person I was going to meet. And the service was fast. The quality of the coffee was very good. And the croissant that they brought me was, you know, very eatable. I didn't leave any crumb. Okay, thanks a million. It's me getting very enthusiastic about the road to and from Kinsale. I'm coming back on a different road than I went down. But Ireland is such a blooming green place.